Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Oh, for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a beautiful way. Do you know what Allah says? He says that life's a big, big test. He says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a beautiful way.
You're welcome to the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. Greetings of peace and a beautiful morning to you out there. Everyday Muslim Show is brought to you by WFM 91.7 and the Muslim Public Affairs Center. Today's show is on celebrating an icon. And on the show today is our special guest, Mr. Dosunmu Kazeem. And a beautiful morning to you out there. You are still on the Everyday Muslim Show. Hi, I'm Sakina Atitilayo Okoni, your host on the Everyday Muslim Show. Let's take the quote of the day for today's show. Whoever relieves the hardship of a believer in this world, Allah will relieve one of his difficulties in the hereafter. Whoever makes things easy for a hard-pressed person, Allah will make things easy for him in this life and in the hereafter. Whoever conceals the fault of his brother when he sleeps, Allah will cover up his fault in this life and in the hereafter. Allah supports his servant so long as the servant supports his brother. Sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. These sayings is verge on one of the fundamental principles of our faith as Muslims, to help and alleviate the sufferings of other human beings, be it in our family, within our neighborhood, the needy and widows in our communities, the orphans and other members of the community, both Muslims and non-Muslims. We have a special guest in the house today, since we are celebrating an icon. And our special guest is Mr. Kazeem Dosunmu. Mr. Kazeem Dosunmu is a remarkable Nigerian whose inspiring story and exemplary acts of kindness have made him much talked about, and he was featured in BBC Yoruba and other media outlets in 2023, this year. It is a pleasure to welcome Mr. Kazeem Dosunmu to the studio this morning, and looking forward to having an exciting discussion with him. Mr. Kazim Dosumu is a cocoa farmer and a student of Madrasatu Dawatul Haq, Leme, Abeokuta. Mr. Kazim Dosumu is a resident of Itesiwaju community, Olokuta, Idiaba, Okeudu, Abeokuta, Ogun State. The community had been plagued by lack of a link bridge, and it was very difficult navigating through a river that passes through Itesiwaju community. And it has become a nightmare for the people, especially during the wet season, as the location is prone to flooding. Mr. Kazim Dosumu felt things could get worse if nothing was done, and he single-handedly took up the challenge during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 to construct a pedestrian bridge made of concrete to alleviate the sufferings of the people and save lives, especially that of the secondary students and the community members, young and old, who had to ply that dangerous path every day. 3 years on from the COVID-19 pandemic period to the year 2023, with so many sacrifices and commitment of personal resources to the project, Mr. Kazim Dosumu, the cocoa farmer, has erected a concrete pedestrian bridge estimated at about 12.8 million naira. The project was prioritized over his personal housing project, which remains uncompleted. He also had to make use of the money budgeted for his pilgrimage for Lesser Hajj Umrah in Saudi Arabia to complete this pedestrian bridge and make life easier for the entire people of Itesiwaju communities and its environs. Welcome to the Everyday Muslim Show, Brother Kazim Dosumu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And what motivated you to carry on this big challenge?
I don't know how to call it. I just say something here. Okay. Okay. So now I'm hearing you. So, when everything is for God in this life, because when people do something in this life, you must be remember God that God they are life. One day should be people go the time if you do something, people will like. People know who like. So that is life. But one man thing say, do your best and leave the rest. That is life.
So, thank you so much, Mr. Kazim Dosumu. For the benefit of our listeners out there, we'll be having a mix of English and Yoruba on the show today. Thank you. Mr. Kazim Dosumu, before we get to that, to want to really know much about this the sacrifice you had to do. Before we go to that, we are still on the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7, and we are on the story segment. Today's story segment is from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as related by Abu Huraira. A man made an intention that he would give something in charity. He went out with his object of charity, and unknowingly he gave it to a thief. The next morning the people said, "Oh, you had given in charity to a thief." On hearing that, the man said, "Oh Allah, all the praises to you. I will give in charity again." And so he went out to give in charity again, but he unknowingly gave it to an adulteress. The next morning, the people came to him again and said, "Oh, you have given out ham to an adulteress last night." The man said, "Oh my, oh Allah, all the praises to you. I have given in charity to an adulteress. I will repeat my charity again." He went out with his charity again, and he unknowingly gave it to a rich person. The people came back to him the next day again and said, "Oh, you have given charity to a wealthy person." The man said, "Oh my, oh Allah, all praises is to you. have given in charity to a thief, to an adulteress, and a wealthy person. He went to sleep. Then someone came to him in his dream and said to him, "The alms which you gave to the thief might make him abstain from stealing, and that given to the adulteress might make her abstain from adultery, and that given to the wealthy man might make him take a lesson from it and spend his wealth which Allah has given him in Allah's cause." The moral of this story, we learn that we shouldn't always take a person's actions on face value. Although the man's charity didn't go to a needy person directly, it still yielded benefits. We must note that the man did not give in charity to the types of people mentioned knowingly. Rather, his intention was sincere, and he only found out afterwards that he had given the money to a thief, an adulterer, and a wealthy person. The simple act of giving has so many benefits, and the act of giving charity benefits not only the giver, but the receiver. From this story, we can see that charity has a ripple effect. In addition to helping to fulfill an identified need, it can also teach the receiver a moral lesson, as seen from this story. Our actions can teach people to become better persons. It can teach people to embrace the good and emulate good works. It can teach people to emulate good character, good conduct, and become better persons. Welcome back to the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. Everyday Muslim Show is brought to you by the Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC, and Women Radio WFM 91.7. The numbers to call for SMS chat, we have 070-317-56537. I repeat, for SMS chat, 070-317-56537. And if you want to give and call in via live call, the number is 07-000-917-917. Again, 070-07-000-917-917. We are still celebrating an icon on the Everyday Muslim Show, and our guest today is Mr. Kazim Tosumu. It takes extraordinary people who want to do something, not just talk about it, to serve the most vulnerable people by addressing the root causes of poverty and empowering communities. According to the sayings of the Prophet as related by Tirmidhi, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was reported to have said, "The believer's shade on the day of resurrection will be his charity." If a Muslim feels the pain of his or her fellow human being and wishes the same comfort and good life others which and wishes the same comfort and the good life for which he wishes himself for others, it is a natural reaction to think of and engage in acts to ease the sufferings of people. Apart from zakat, a pillar of Islam, and an obligation that almost all Muslims must meet, provided they meet with specific requirements, voluntary acts of charity and giving is so important in Islam, because there are so many people around the world that are without basic needs. People are without food, clean water, shelter, good access road to their communities, clothing and education everywhere, everywhere we look. Whether in nearby towns, or in big cities, or in the suburbs, or further afield in war-torn countries. Mr. Rashid Dosunmu.
Mr. Kazim Dosunmu.
Mr. Kazim Dosunmu. How was daily life at Itesiwaju community, Olokutai, Diaba, Okeodo, before the pedestrian bridge was constructed?
Before the bridge constructed, I have a lot of things.
What kind of experience? How was it? What kind of pains were people going through? What kind of sufferings?
I don't know how to call it in English. Yoruba said, ti Yoruba ti debi kan ri o ma so pe te Yoruba doko baba ohun o to bi gan. But in this life, ti eyan ba fe se nkankan, you must be think that, ma don't think that it's only you can comfortable. Ma ronu nipa pe emi nikan ni mo gbodo wa okay. Because the reason why ni pe esin ta n se eyan gbodo mo reason to fi fe gba esin yen lowo wa. Eyan gbodo mo reason to n fi fe to n fi fe ba wa se esin yen. Esin yen gan ki lo dale lori, esin yen gan ki lo duro le lori. Se o se ti on ba gba so ma ro yan lorun o ma mu awon nkan to be pe te ma wo pa lo to esin yen o. In fact peace wa nu e ati nkan to da ti yan le gbe nkan rere se nu e. Because igba ti mo debe yen, in fact mo fe le so pe mo para je good example for all the Muslim in the world. Because we see the area is worst.
For the benefit of our listeners out there, he's saying, according to Islamic teachings, since Islam teaches peace, the condition it met the people of Itesiwaju and Okeodo, when there was no access link bridge to the area, was so pathetic. And he believes as Muslims, when we talk about peace, we should carry out actions that could bring peace to the people, succor indifferent from in whatever plight they are facing. All right, Mr. Kazim Dosunmu. Did the community members try to reach out to the government to help with the construction of the link bridge before you started your project?
This nkan to kon sele be pe e je ka se bayi ta ba so pe nkan yen o ti mu pa lara wa nkan to ba ti dipo tin gbe yan lo. So ki yan ka ma expect pe gbogbo nkan ni joba le se lot all of this. Awon nkan na wa ti yan ba ti je muslimi ti yan gbodo ma to ma je bi iparire ti yan le fi lele pe at least nobody knows tomorrow. So ti yan wa se nkan loni o le pada dola kolo ni ki nkan yan pada fi han lawujo to ma je gege bi iparire lele.
She try lati contact ijoba.
Yes.
Pe a ran wa lowo lo ti ni yo.
Awon nkan ta ri pe ni ja ta ri ta fi se na o ni pe awon nkan mi te pe awon eyan to ti ko wi si joba bi awon community te pe won o ti attend o ti ko ti si gbianju kankan ta si ri. And then ibi ti kan yen wa o so o je bi to wa ni ibi ta le so pe eyan kan le ronu kan won ti gba to se mu problem kan wa to pe o gbe landlord kan lo. Because eniyan ti ri sile lo kan gba to ku die ku debe wa wo pe ibi to n ti gba lojojumo omi yen gbe niyan lo at least jo keta la to ri eniyan. So gba ni mo ti wa ni lemi pe at least e ti mo kun se yi is better sunna nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better ke on gbianju gege bi islam lati se nkan to da si awujo. So nkan ti mo fi gbianju e na niyan.
Okay. All right. According to Mr. Kazim Dosunmu, there are lots of communities within that taxis that have similar road challenges, and they've not been able to get government help. So, and because the Itesiwaju community was not in an advantageous position, a bit because of the lack of the access road, is a bit cut off from the major urban center, he felt that for how long will they wait for government to come to their aid? And that was what motivated him, being a Muslim and based on the teachings of Islam, he decided to start up this project. Mr. Kazim, kilo motivating lati singuhade and le pe efe bere project no. Se owo teni o po gan. For the benefit of our listeners out there, what motivated you to single-handedly start the construction of a pedestrian bridge, and why?
So, I don't know. Wallahi Alquran mi so pe mo le se be nipa faith mo ni pelu Olorun ni mo fi ri aseyori nkan yen se to fi je singwa lele. Because the time I start the project, no money, the project big time, no money, no everything.
So and the COVID-19 down on bear,
so ko yi gan la di je gan mo gan decide pe se mo en to je farmer. Boya bi ogede e mo pe time gba yen na awon nkan kan wa to ta die ti wa pe je kin fi nkan yin se nkan. But ngba ti mo wa tarabo ton mo wa ri pa o fe da be ni pe nkan ta gbara mi o fe gbe. But nipa ore ofe Olorun, Olorun pada ran mi lowo lori e, tori pe mo ni gbagbo pe some people gan believe pe boya ma nu afai boya o fe sose lu. Because mi ni lowo nkan ti eyan ba ni lowo ma lo ma so pe o ni lowo mi ni owo lowo. I'm not rich. Se mo pe en to fe se nkan ate pe mo ni moto mo lokada se mo mo de ni at least pe mi o ni tin ba ni ma so pe mo ni so iyen o ki n se nkan to ye pe ko je bidi be mi o ni. The time ti mo start yen se mo so ba ni challenges awon eyan o ri nibe yen ko ti se mo o je bi to pe mo ma ri lojojumo o de je bi to pe tin ba ri ipenija ta awon eyan ma ri o ma n ba mi lokan je pe mo de
awon communities o ni bring no wall around the siwaju e
o link mo community to po. It's like aso pe Abulaki Olokuta Ewan extension Ladirin eyan le gba be na yo sinu ito
gbogbo bi tan ti en pe yi awon eyebrow area ti
yes na se mo pe gege bi nkan ti mo fi bere oro mi ni pe ki n se wuwo eyan lo le ronu lati se nkan ti mo se elomi ni much than 100 ta jo gbe nu community yen na ti oronu gba be. Even won igba ti eyan ba start won pe o rara le se nkan to kan ni aimoye nkan to le fowo se but o dijo igba to sese gbe yan lo na won yan se won ari si ba o to ma ni nkan ti ma ni se to be pe ru nkan ba iba wa ladugbo o se se ki omi yen ma gbe yan lo. And then there are all the students, because opolopo students ma nfe gba be yen koja nitori po je shortcut.
Okay, our schools wa ni
e e bi fi toru ti secondary school wa nbe Abeokuta grammar school ko je ni on ba e nbe na. So awon school mi na wa te pe all the students aton ba tin bo ibe yen na ma nfe gba lati yo si se mo ti yan ba de wu station bi Nigeria se ri eyan ma fe gbiyanju lati si won ba nkan ta gbara e ba gbe.
Okay, according to Mr. Kazib Dosumu, it's not as if he's actually a rich man, he's just a cocoa farmer. And towards the onset of the COVID-19, the challenges of, the fears of the COVID, the pandemic, food and all was there. There are times when he even had to survive on banana from his farm. But he felt that as a Muslim, and especially when he saw an occurrence that happened, that a landlord in that area was fell into the river and was taken away and he died. So that was what motivated him, that this thing, even if I don't have money, and I will set out to do it. And like he just said, it's just the grace of the Almighty Creator. He didn't even know how he was able to complete a 12.8 million naira pedestrian bridge made of concrete for his community. He just started the project and he believed that the Almighty Creator, who sees his intention and sincerity, will put him and carry him through. All right, Mr. Kazim, who were the target beneficiaries of the pedestrian bridge when you started, and who are the indirect beneficiaries of this project on completion? Bate bere project yin e mo pe eni mind pe okay tin ba se link bridge awon ara itesiwaju awon ara bye. So won ni tala won yo ti esi sokan bo gba te wa pari e tala won yo te tu wa ri pe ah won ma tun wa benefit te pe e ti e ro tele.
It's like anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam anabi boya ti yan ba ki suri tan ki o ma run ni pe boya ohun ni di asui se mo bi mo se wa nbi nisin aimo yi moto lo port of correction won so pe 12 point is more than that.
Wow.
Because nigba ti local government ma fun mi ni appreciation letter recently ti won wa commission won cause is more than 27 million.
Subhanallah. Wow.
Se mo pe owo ti o se pe boya mo ko si bi kan cash
se de kin se pe ya intake records
so e mo igba mi te ba se wahala lori e the record te fe take yan my dream ati ku lori e ngba ti mo se nkan yo kan so le yan se so owo gba ti won wa cause e tawon
estimate cost
ti won estimate pe aduru nkan te ni se to pe pelu bi bayi pelu awon challenges ati ni bi awon bamboo bi apata ka sese fo bi awon ka se ma wa awon nkan to we pe o ma strong lori e lati le se so ngba ton wa cause emi gan wa o pe ah nibo ni mo ti ri owo yen so mo wa ri pe o more than that and then ngba ti mo ti se in fact mi lowo lowo that I'm so happy.
Mi
o wa lie if you want ti ba o balance account mi o ma rent pe ayan to elomi o ma mo telomi ba pe mi afa ejo awon ni di challenge by awon ni di ran lowo yin wa mi nuwo lowo gbogbo to wa lowo mo ti fi se bridge mo ti fi se igba to ni won ba nkan elitu ti mo ri mo ti fi se because mo believe pe tin ba sase ori e na ko le wulo. So and then awon eyan ma tun ri be ni pe boya mo da another kini le si adugbo ni ani ara awon nkan tan so na ni to wa pe jeba na lo se won ma fi le na ni o na ni o na o but ngba ti mo ti se moto okada even won ko send to fe mo lo si school mo
okay moto ngoria
moto ngoria moto ki se ordinary bridge moto nkoja nbe.
Wow.
So awon moto ka okada everything koja te ba si de be e ti ma ri padugo yen ti wa develop even won include awon ti won wa ninu adugbo yen inu won pada dun pe because eni motivate adugbo yen ni good order ju bi mo se ba lo tori pe ngba ti mo ma de be inu gbo ni. So ridi ti mo de be yen even gan eyan le gbe be ti ti ba se pe boya pe eyan je ni tolorun ba saanu e because ibe yen o wa ba kan ba kan bo se je arin iboro to e mo ko se ni to soju si ko se ni to ronu pe se bi bayi le wa okay bayi emi le ma nfe nkan ti ma wo pe ti ma se at least won ni ari se larika arika ni baba re mun ta ba se loni itan ni lola. So ma nfe do best mi lati se nkan ko wa survive.
Thank you so much. According to Mr. Kazim Dosomu, the estimated bridge, according to the local government, when they carried out an estimate of the bridge, is a whooping sum of 27 million naira. Because when he started this construction, he wasn't, he doesn't have any budget, and he wasn't taking care of the cost of materials involved and everything. But the local government were able to value this bridge at 27 million naira. And this bridge can also be plied by not just bikes and people, but even cars.
Yes, light cars.
Light cars can actually go over this bridge. And according to Mr. Kazim Dosumu, everything is just the grace of Allah. Because when you check his bank balance, he said you'll be like, whoop, how did a man with this kind of account balance carry out this kind of project? So he said everything is by Allah's mercy, and a lot of indirect beneficiaries, people from other parts of the community that usually don't ply this road before, have started plying the road, and the road has opened up more activities in the area. So, Mr. Kazim, what are the positive impacts of the link bridge constructed for the people of Tesiwaju community? You are on new development when you notice the environment compared to Boshiwatele.
New development, to one benefit, it's like as a way, 100.
Wow. Yíra àwọn kíni àti kíni.
Àwọn new development tí mo rí ń bẹ̀ tó pọ̀ ni pé àwọn tó ń ta yàládùúgbò yẹn wọ́n ń tà. New development tí mo rí ń bẹ̀ nísìn ni pé àdúgbò yẹn ò kí ń dá mọ́. New development tí mo rí ń bẹ̀ ni pé àwọn tí wọ́n ń gbé bẹ̀ yẹn tí wọ́n bá wà ní ìgboro lálẹ́ ọkàn wọn ti balẹ̀ pé kò ń ṣe pé bóyá tójò bá rọ̀ erosion ò ní jẹ́ káwọn wọlé mọ́. New development yẹn pọ̀. Kò sílẹ̀ mọ́ ká sọ pé bóyá fẹ́ ralẹ̀ ní irúbẹ̀ yẹn nísìn kò sí mọ́. Even wọn tí a bá sọ pé mo fẹ́ ralẹ̀ ní irúbẹ̀ yẹn a máa sọ pé òun níbi 10 million bí 8 million lọ́wọ́. But before that time, a ní kò sí access road. Ìyẹn tí ẹ máa wá lísìn sí yẹn. But mo rí pé development owó gbogbo èèyàn ló ń fẹ́ wá gbébẹ̀ yẹn nísìn. Mo wá wò pé ok ọ̀nà tí ó bá mọ́ ni ayé máa ń tọ̀. So àti pé nǹkan míì máa ń wà nígbà míì tó pé tí èèyàn ò bá ṣe sínú àdúgbò kò máa ń mú wùrí bá àdúgbò kò ń jẹ́ kí orúkọ àdúgbò yẹn gan yọ. It's like for my community now kò sẹ́ni tó mọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ kò sẹ́ni tó mọ̀ pé community kan jẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú. But nígbà tí development wọ ọbẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run gbọ́wọ́ wa ṣe. So ẹ mọ̀ development oríṣiríṣi wọ́n ń gbọ́ orúkọ community yẹn throughout the world. Àwọn èèyàn ń gbọ́ lamẹ́ríkà ní wọ́n ń gbọ́ káàkiri pa ìtẹ̀ community wo ló ń jẹ́ bẹ̀. Even gan àwọn tó ń wà ní àbá CDA gan wò pé which community be that. So people are okay ìtẹ̀síwájú Ọlọ́run gbé ògo community yẹn jáde Ọlọ́run tún wá fi èmi náà hàn ní ti dáadáa.
Wow.
Alhamdulillah today.
Wow. Thank you very much Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gan. According to Mr. Kazeem Dosunmu, the positive impact that has been experienced in the Tetiwaju community. Tetiwaju community was an unknown place before, and a lot of people don't even want to go and live in that environment. But due to the construction of this bridge, this pedestrian bridge is single-handedly handled. The area has opened up. The price of landed properties and land in the area has escalated, and a lot of people now wonder, where is Tetiwaju? What's going on there? And Tetiwaju, due to several interviews, as a result of this feat Mr. Kazeem achieved as a single individual handling a very big project for someone of his status, as it has opened up a lot of economic activities for the people in Tetiwaju too, and he is happy that a lot of people now wonder where is Tetiwaju, and his name too has gone worldwide too, just for this little feat he set out to achieve in 2023, that through the grace of the Almighty Creator, it has turned to something big and something impactful in the life of the people. Eshiongo, thank you so much, Mr. Kazeem. Okay. Mr. Kazeem, how were you able to raise the fund? Did you solicit community fundraising? Who were the support system you had while constructing the pedestrian bridge? How were you able to convince them and get their support? But there are projects. It's okay, you involve community. But you know, when you're caught, you're going to get support for you. So you're going to think about the lady and buy your massage or buy your job. You need to make you can support me. Hello, when you're here,
Kusi, today the mass of we mori. Even when we're talking about the nisi, me ori. I'm on bike. I'm going to come and call you. I'm pushing me. I'm going to come and be me. I'm going to ẹ ṣe ń kí wa kúṣẹ́ yìí bó tẹ̀ jẹ́ pure àwọn tó ń bá wa ṣiṣẹ́ yìí mi ò sọ tèmi ṣe mọ̀ bó tẹ̀ jẹ́ ká rà ṣe mọ̀ even gan include àwọn tó ń wò pé báwo ló ṣe fẹ́ outcome yorùbá dẹ̀ máa ń kúwe kan tó rọ̀ mọ́ pé nítorí ọmọ yorùbá ni mi ọmọ abẹ́kúta dẹ̀ ni mi wọ́n ní ara jẹmọ̀ tó ní tó ń bá kú wọ́n gbẹ́lẹ̀ òun jìn ṣe mọ̀ ó mọ bóun ṣe fi lé sí so èèyàn tó bá ti mọ bóun ṣe fi lé sí some people tó ń gbé nínú community ẹlòmíì bóyá bíi manage bíi yàrá méjì bí kò máa ṣe project lọ́wọ́ even gan transformer tán fún wa tíjọba fún wa tí àwọn olóṣèlú kan fún wa ó lo 2 years lẹ̀ because of 1 million. So èèyàn tó fẹ́ ṣe project tó cost bíi 27 million naira. So ìwo ló yẹ kó yára jù èyí tí iná yẹn ló yẹ kó yára jù ó lo 2 years. Ká tó padà ra Naija even gan for 2 years ọ̀hún náà wà á dá owó yẹn títí kò pé. Èèyàn kan ló ṣe padà ràn wá lọ́wọ́ bóyá àyẹ́ṣẹ́ kò dádùgbò yẹn torí pé ó mọ̀ pé náà wa máa ń wà 24 hours. So òun ló jẹ́ ká tètè rí yẹn ṣe. So ìròrí mi máa ń wá lọ síbẹ̀ ní gbogbo ìgbà pé ti mani mo even go include pe ka so pe nkan mi ngba mi boya bi ka so pe ah ni adugbo ni gba mi o boya awon kokon wa to ni fort ki nse only bridge yan emi lo opolopo yan ma pe ibo la fa wa afa kini yan ma pe yin lori ago ni yeah you know what ni fort you know mari mi o ki nse ne pada because won believe pe mo ni akitiyan yen lati se bi idagbasoke adugbo o ma nje afa logun even go not only bridge yen aimoye nkan mi ile kan so pe e mo ti e ma tin se nkan mi ni koro nigba mi tolorun ba so pe o ma jagbangba so olorun ma pada fi han nigbangba so o ma pada wa di nti gbogbo eyan ma ri se mo aniyan anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam anabi ni aniyan eniyan o se o ni ore ju se owo eyan lo o de siwaju gbogbo nkan ti eyan ba fe se aniyan ti mi ma fi se nkan o ya to si belo mi si ma fi se so igbiyanju temi le ma nfe pe olorun ba mi da igbiyanju mi lare.
Okay, Mr. Kazim. And you know, in our interview, you can mention we are more parenting.
Yes.
They want supporting.
Yes, support is more for me. Mm. Can she come on? Even go as at now, my two parents, I want me to feel it in over.
They are many years, you
know? My father now is 90 years.
Wow.
My mother, we are going to 80 years. So kin se pa won mejeji yen won rich won lo lo oda
ran support o se yan kon encourage yin pe
not only encourage no not only encourage gba mi tin ba dodo won tin ba wo pe se nji po lo mi won na ni awon se ta paki kan lana boya gari won mo pe nitori bridge ti mo se yen o ti wuku a lot of things ko je ke mi gan rai moju to farm. Awon ni won ba mi moju to farm yen. Awon kuna wo ton se fun mi ni awon ni o je ki farm yen mehe se mo pe ti eyan ba ni nkan to n busy pelu e tele to ba ton wa tun ri nkan to tun gba time lowo eyan eyan ma tun fe fi kan le fun kan ikan ti mo fi le fun kan yen awon ni won o je ki keji yen awon ni won o je ko affect ni because farm yen wa ni aba ibi ta n gbe ni village odo won so won wa o pe support da won le fun mi na ni pe igba mi ti ma dodo won ni ma ni ko an tun o pe mama o pe n te ti dagba to yi se mo baba to pe wa ni age of 90 years ti won se nroko won se se gbianju mo mi na ti sumo going to 80 years so won ti se gbianju ba de ko gan e mama o pe at this age inisin baba bi se ma to ko de ni so awon support ton ni se mo ti n wo ije na pa won ti n dagba won wa ri pa nkan to mo yin se kin se nkan tagbara e gbe se mo nkan ti mo kan ri nbe niyan won support mi lona to ni mo fi le appreciate fun won duro.
Okay, well, thank you so much Mr. Kazim Dosun. For the benefit of our listeners out there, he said he didn't get much support from the community because there was a time that even the transformer that would cost just ₦1 million for the electrification of the community was about to be purchased, and it took 2 years for the community to put the money together, so he couldn't reach out to them because he knows their capability. And in terms of support, his overall support is the Almighty Creator. Then he has his aged parents. His mom is 80 and his dad is 90, and they are still farmers. And the kind of support they gave him during that period was, you know, when there are days that things are so difficult for him and they understand that it's because of this project, this pedestrian bridge project he is handling that is making things difficult. So they try to support him. And there was a time that he couldn't go to the farm. They tried to help him out in the farm too. And so that was a major support. All in all, they said is support. Everything has to do with sincerity of intention. His intention to carry out this project, and he believed that it will be completed by the grace of the Almighty Creator. Yes. And it actually happened that way. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Mr. Kazim could end this one. For the benefit of our listeners, the number to call in once again is 07000 917 917 07000 917 917. For the SMS and WhatsApp chat, 070-317-56537, 070-317-56537. For sponsorship and advert details, the number to contact is 090-555-58686. I repeat, for sponsorship and advert details, the number to contact is 090-555-586-86. Today's Everyday Muslim Show celebrating an icon is sponsored by an anonymous brother. And we pray that the Almighty Creator, in His infinite mercy, will grant him the best of rewards in this life and in the hereafter. Jazakallahu khairan. Mr. Kazim Dosunmu, what were your learning points as regards the several interviews by BBC and other media outlets and the acknowledgement from your community members and Nigerians? How does it make you feel?
BBC
no reach out to you. Bawo lo se kini kini nkan te le so pe yes e ri si gbogbo nkan to sele yen bawo lo se make it kila kan awon new things te learn
eyan ma learn a lot of things se mo pe o tun ma je ke eyan learn bi eyan se ngbe aye tele tele eyan le ma gbe aye lohun nikan be to ba ti di pe nkan ba ti di nkan opo eyan o ma je ke eyan mo bi won se ngbe aye so ti nkan ba le ti ri be afi ke eyan ma dupe lodo Olorun. Nítorí pé the reason why is that kò bá rékọ̀dù èèyàn jẹ kò dẹ bàbá mi máa ń pòwe kan á ní tí ò bá lè tún orúkọ mi ṣe má bàjẹ́ so ìsáìdà kò fílẹ̀ bó ṣe wà tàbí kò rí ìsọ orúkọ yẹn ṣé mo èèyàn máa rí ìlọ́tọ̀ challenge èèyàn máa interview ti pọ̀ gan program ti pọ̀ gan táwọn èèyàn ti pè mí sí káàkiri 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 time to time this sample now ó yẹ kí n wà ní CDC kan táwọn náà invite me nígbà tí mo kàn dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé ó lò mí ní sábàbí dáadáa because tó bá rí pé nǹkan tó bá kù díẹ̀ ká ẹ mọ̀ pé ojú tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wá fi ń wo Islam nowadays wọ́n believe pé Islam bẹ̀tẹ̀ ní máa wá ronú pé bóyá ọ̀nà tí mi fi gba Islam ni nítorí my two parents wọn kì í ṣe Islam kì í ṣe pé bóyá mi ò bá Islam nínú ilé wa even gan ẹni tó sọ mí ní Kasim yẹn. Bàbá mi jẹ́ bí káfíńtà so bàbá mi wá lọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ ṣiṣẹ́ bàbá mi wá sọ pé tó bá bímọ èmi ni máa wá sọ lórúkọ ẹni ẹ wá jẹ́ muslim ó jẹ́ àfà so náà fi sọ mí nígbà yẹn pé Kasim because àwọn parents mi nǹkan tí mo bá ń lé bí abalis ká sọ pé so mi ò bá Islam àwọn grand kinní wọn ká sọ pé àwọn tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe ajẹ́rìí witness yẹn bẹ̀t àwọn abalis ni àwọn so kì í ṣe pé èmi máa wá fojú pé nǹkan tí máa ṣe tó máa gbé Islam ní àrùgẹ̀ tí wọ́n máa polówó ẹ̀sìn tàbí tó lè mú àwọn èèyàn máa kọ̀mítì sínú ẹ̀sìn yẹn gan pé ẹ̀sìn yìí tó ẹ̀sìn àlàáfíà ni ohun tó bá fi lè mú ẹni ronú láti ṣe nǹkan yìí so definitely ẹ̀sìn tó dáa ni so ohun tó bá fi lè mú ẹni tó fi lè ṣerú gbìyànjú yìí so definitely ẹ̀sìn yẹn ló tún ayé ẹ̀ ṣe tó fi débẹ̀ so ẹ mọ a lot of interview even àwọn èèyàn ti wá mi wá tẹ́ pé wọn ò rí mi wọ́n sòtẹ́ láti Èkó láti Lagos State wọ́n lè fẹ́ grant interview pẹ̀lú mi is it not last week ni wọ́n láti sun tẹ́ pé àwọn fẹ́ grant interview pẹ̀lú mi kó àwọn dẹ̀ ní dẹ̀ ní nam punch àwọn yẹn wá jẹ́ online kinní so àwọn yẹn náà wọ́n tún dúró mo dẹ̀ sí lọ sí local government nígbà yẹn náà bẹ̀ ká dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹni tí mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ọmọ Nàìjíríà pé kì í ṣe gbogbo èèyàn ló gbọ́n jẹ táyé ń bàjẹ́ kìdẹ̀ ṣe gbogbo èèyàn ló ṣe nǹkan táyé máa ń wo bẹ̀ but kéèyàn gbìyànjú láti máa ṣe nǹkan tó da sáwùjọ.
Alhamdulillah, ẹ ṣeun gan. Mr. Kazim Dosunmu is very grateful to Nigerians and all the media outlets. There are different people that have tried to reach out to him to know more about this feat he was able to achieve as a struggling farmer. And he's very grateful, and his learning points so far is that, and he also mentioned that his parents are not Muslims. He just became a Muslim along the line. So he was a conscious Muslim. He wanted people to really see him to see him embody what the Islamic faith is all about. He wants to be a good role model according to Islamic teachings, and so those are his motivating factors. Mr. Kazim, we are now on the treasure trove segment Yamankwini treasure trove. In one of your interviews, it was mentioned that you made use of the money you could have used for going on pilgrimage Hajj to Mecca, Saudi Arabia,
yes,
in completing the bridge.
Yes.
How difficult was it for you to take that decision? And then what inspired you?
Thank you. God bless you. So, in Kontimori, Ninu Konye, oh, Jango to Depot, you really can do be me de Bayon, and your Connie in Konjan back on Shelesi, Nipa or Bridge and only. In Konya Lua decide lemming me. Islam is a good religion.
Alhamdulillah.
Wallahi. Me regret pe Mujay Islam. Wallahi. Because in Kotu Bimish in Konya, Monkey Ashri, Lowa, Tori Mosque, of Beijinasia, nearby BT Bijiwa.
Okay.
Monkey Ashri, there's one woman. Woman, I love bamboo ninu. Bito Timbo, who are more monkey kiri condani. So, iti mo she tele, to je bi uni paku.
Okay, so ako she, kon to je
tele, to je tele, before, even when I leave, iti mo she, I want you to advise me, bo ya kin de gbe, opo non so li e, mo ni no. Mo ni mo ti si awan, kon to po gan.
Tiko, make sense. Tiko,
work. To ya pe ko te work.
Okay.
To ya pe bo ya bi ru, for example, ni simpi mo ye wasi, ya ti ma vi ma di, mi ma ti gbe lo. So, kini ye de man fun mi ni, stress is gone. So man wa wo pe okay ti kan eyan te fi ma koja so that adugo yan ma koni ma da. So woman wa ru oparun nijo yen o wa ru oparun yi ta wa gbe ile yen se mo pe nkan ti yan gbe ile pe keyan just ordinary ni keyan ma koja o ya to si nkan te ru eru gba ori e
o gbe heavy load.
So ngba ti woman wa ru eru gba ori e to wa o pe ah bo mo kon gbo afa ninu mosque afa omo to mu dani yen lo mama yen o le soro mo kilo sele mo kon afa so mo sa salamo aswi mo yin salamo ti ma de be mama yen o le jide won le se anything won le soro omo yen gan tin ki because of parun yen o ti wo woman yen lorun igi to te ni sale igi yen ti ja sinu omi so mo sa try lati fa mama yen mo gbe oparun ori won ayo kuro a wa tu oparun yen le eyan meta luru oparun yen ba won dele mo ni eru te di o ti poju mo ni nkan ta se bi bayi fun ni pe tori pe kan eyan ma ma suffer se mo wa decide let me pe tolorun ba ti se yanu fun mi ti ba pe nkan ti ba ta ninu farm ninu odun tori pe awon parents mi na tun nile ni de water ma yen se nkan ta ba in fact ona ti won fi ran mi lowo ona to po ni in fact mo de pray fun won oba to je pe won tewo gbesin yen lowo mi Olorun a tun bo ba mi saanu awon na tori pe ko rorun fun idile ti ki se muslim lati tewo gba islam lowo eyan ko se nkan to rorun
as in she won not that muslim
awon mi
mi ti
won ti di muslim
ma sha Allah
so won ti di muslim but iyato wa ju nkan ta n ba bo tele lo iyato ti mo ri po wa nbe ni pe awon na ngba we ramadan won ti si gbianju lati kirun so nkan to wa le mi mi ni ati ustaz ti mo pada lo mo ti lo madrasa ri but nitori pe challenge mo ni awon kan e mo ti en ba ti de ni to dagba igba ta wa ni kekere se mo awon e lo ta ma re n to lo ladugo e tele won lo so ara mo ti lo so mo pa je ki n lo sodo ustaz yen so mo ti ni lokan pe a ma lo si Hajj pelu ustaz yen ati mama mi because of age baba so time yen mo ni isn't yen wa sele se ni yen so nigba ti nkan yen wa sele mo wa decide pe je ki n divert owo yi ki kuku fi complete bridge at least gege bi nkan ta ngbo ise olore na ni so o de tun ma la emi to po ki mo se decide lati fi se bridge yen.
Now according to Mr. Kazim Dosumu, there was a particular day he was praying in a mosque and he actually saw an elderly woman with a very heavy load fell from the bamboo bridge that was constructed before, and he thank God I was on hand to actually rescue her, so she was saved. But that spurred him to like commit the money he has already budgeted for going for to Saudi Arabia, and decided to use that money to complete, to start the project and continue with the beach construction. And he's very happy. He believes that his actions as someone who just came into Islam has motivated other people around him. Even his age parents have accepted Islam based on his conduct, the way he conducts himself, his character, and everything involved is as a Muslim has motivated them to take a step toward the Islamic religion. Thank you so much, Mr. Kazim. Kini favorite Quran verse? Sorry, so. Can to round up.
Quran 12:95.
Kini yes, so.
Ibiyanju si awon ti won jade soju ona t'Olorun.
Quran
4.
Quran 4.
Verse 95.
Verse 95 is his favorite Quranic verse. Ibiyanju si
awon ti won jade ti won jagun soju ona t'Olorun. Ti won na owo won ati emi won. Bi amo aliku won ma na emi won. Soju ona t'emi Olorun. Quran yen wa so nigba to n ba ya yen lo. O ni awon olujagun soju ona t'emi Olorun. O ni ati da won lari. Ju awon ajoko si le lo. So o ni ati da won lari. Ju awon ti won joko ti won o le. Quran yen ma motivate me always. Ti ma ti ka sura, ti ma ti ka aya yen.
Okay.
Aya yen ma set to dance in opolo mi pe ma gbiyanju mashallah ti ma fi dagbere faye.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kazim Desumu. This is a special icon on the Everyday Muslim show. Eshiungun, thank you so much, Zakala Okaira, for coming on to the program. Every one of us will at some point in our lives struggle or experience some sort of hardship, pain or hurt. So we know exactly how it feels when others go through the same thing. It is important for us as Muslims to explore various ways to provide reprieve from hardship and help others. From the interesting story and perspective that have been shared today, we all can relate to the need and satisfaction of living a life of sacrifice and service, as taught in the Quran and Sunnah. Helping others has immense benefits. The Prophet emphasized the status of those who help others in this hadith. The best among you is the one who benefits others. We need to cultivate a mindset of giving and charity irrespective of our resources as Muslims. And by giving and sacrificing for others and helping out in communities, we are enriched, not diminished. Charity helps us achieve the common good in societies, alleviate suffering, leave our footprints and a legacy, as well as reap the benefit in this life. As Muslims, we are enjoined to use our intellect, physical and material means, our reputation and authority to help those in need, irrespective of who they are, and to better our communities wherever we may be. Special appreciation to the Almighty Creator for this particular segment. And I would like to appreciate WFM and MPAC for facilitating this episode. My special thanks goes to Mr. Dosumu Kazim. We celebrate you as a national icon and an exemplar. Our special thanks also goes to you, our listeners, and particularly the program producer, Mariam, and Hilary, the engineer. I am Sakina Titilayo Okonu, your host on the Everyday Muslim Show. I leave you in God's care and pray that God blesses our nation with love, peace, and increased prosperity. Special appreciation to our sponsor on today's show. May Allah bless you and reward you with all things beautiful. Jazakallah khairan.